The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Where's Scott?
Good morning, Vietnam!
Rise and shining. Wakey, waking.
Good morning. Where's
Good morning. Good morning to you.
And you.
And you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea, hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
risk of suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, I'm Congressman Charlie Dent. I'm proud to be the sponsor of the Bipartisan Enemy Expatriation Act. The bipartisan legislation I introduced calls for a pragmatic recognition that a person who is purposefully and materially supporting acts of terror against the United States is demonstrating that they have no intent in acting as a U.S. citizen. If they want to engage in hostilities against the American people, then they clearly no longer wish to be a citizen of our great nation.
2 weeks ago, they passed this National Defense Authorization Act. Has to be reversed, or we cannot have a republic anymore. That should be our goal.
That was Ron Paul right there that you heard talking about the NDAA. But prior to that, another Congressman Dent, in fact, who's got a dent in his head if he's going to promote this thing called H.R. 3166, the Enemy Expatriation Act. Right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we are covering the fact that the end game is afoot. The end game is afoot. I've got Liam Sheff. We got the big guns here today. Liam Sheff in studio.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, what? Is there going to watch Star Wars?
To counteract the evil empire.
Are we going to watch The Empire Strikes Back?
No. Bring that microphone in there so we can tone them in, man.
That's my favorite of the Star Wars movies.
It was awesome, but look what we're doing. We're playing it out in real life because the evil empire is arising from within the government itself, and for us simply saying that if the Enemy Expatriation Act occurs, if they pass this 3166, that Dent and Senator Lieberman?
Rebel scum.
Yes, exactly. They will determine us to be rebel scum, and they will basically say you're no longer a U.S. citizen, and then guess what kicks into gear? Don, you there?
I'm here. You know what? Something we need to point out here. It's not just this Charles Dent in his head guy or Joseph Lieberman. One of the other co-sponsors of this bill was the messiah of the Tea Party. You remember Scott Brown?
From
he's
from,
a part of this too. This was the guy that was going to save
Massachusetts.
The Republican. Yes, Scott Brown's involved in this too.
You know, this is getting this evil plot's getting eviler all the time.
He's driving his pickup right into the middle of downtown Conspiracyville.
Yeah, I tell you what, this is something. You know, Don, you've been following this very aggressively, I shall say, and thank God for you to do this because, you know, when we talk about all of the different bills that have led from the Patriot Act to the most recent NDAA, and then you heard Ron Paul speaking against that, then this is more of an activating potion, if you will, to add to the mix, H.R. 3166, that suddenly says, hey, we don't like you. Customs Immigration is going to reject you as a U.S. citizen, take away your passport. Now you can be renditioned from within America as an enemy combatant and basically be held without charge, without reason. There's no habeas corpus. We see the full implementation here. The end game is being played out right before our very eyes, Don.
Well, the national, I don't know, at this point, I think I want to call it the National Darth Vader Authorization Act, because the part that was so confusing about that for a lot of people, myself included, was that the language, as it was written in the act, appeared, had this appearance that it excluded U.S. citizens. And you had two different camps of people. You had the people over on the one side that were up in arms and outraged over the fact that this bill had these gray areas that were up to interpretation by who knows who to decide whether they could detain somebody indefinitely if they were a U.S. citizen. Then you had the other camp over here that were saying, we don't know what you guys are making a big deal about. Look right here. It says it excludes U.S. citizens. And it was very confusing. And you know, Mike Adams did a great job of explaining when he parsed the language as to how it could be interpreted in a way that it made it okay or not okay, but made it possible for U.S. citizens to be detained. And also along with that, a very important detail is that Obama has already set a precedence. He bombed a U.S. citizen, just blew him up with a drone.
Yeah.
And there were some people that got upset about that. But did you see anything come of that? No. Yeah, you know, it was just, okay, yeah, well, whatever, you guys don't know what you're talking about, and nothing else has been said or done about it. So he set a precedence already that you could target a U.S. citizen and kill them if the president or somebody in the administration decided that's a bad guy, it's okay to kill him.
I'm sorry, where was the outrage from liberal Democrats?
No, there wasn't any. And so when the National Defense Authorization Act was signed into law, what that did was it took the law, which said that the battlefield of the war on terror was in other countries, and it expanded the battlefield to the United States. So now the battlefield is worldwide, including our own country. Hmm. So for me, I just remained confused. You know, it was just kind of like, well, okay, it doesn't look right. These
about,
people
Don?
Are saying that it's bad.
Hey.
These people are saying it's okay. I'm not quite sure. I need some lawyer to explain this to me.
Don,
yes.
You cannot be confused. Are you telling me you're really confused?
No, but look, in my gut, I know it's bad.
Okay.
But when you try and process the legalese mumbo jumbo and the whole thing, it's very hard to decipher.
Yes.
Now,
well,
on the heels of this bill, this NDAA, comes H.R. 3166. Now, what this does is this gives power to the – I believe it's the Immigration and Naturalization –
correct, where you get your passports, travel documents, you know, all that stuff.
Now,
you want to be
now
US
what
citizen.
This bill does is this says that if you are determined – to be hostile to the United States, if you are determined to be supporting terrorism, whether it's materially or in any other way, that the U.S. now has the ability to strip you of your citizenship, therefore making you a non-citizen. So what this does is this is kind of the missing piece of the puzzle that a lot of people weren't able to figure out with NDAA.
So this
because
is the enabling clause. Basically.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because if NDAA says, and if people want to go with the, you know, this logic that they're putting out there that, hey, you can't, this bill will not allow us to target U.S. citizens. Well, now you bring in 3166, which gives the government the ability to strip you of your citizenship. What does that make you? That makes you no longer a citizen of the United States. Then the powers that are in NDAA do not apply to you anymore. The clause they say is in there that says they can't target U.S. citizens. So now, because you're not a citizen anymore, they can detain you indefinitely and stick your butt in Guantanamo Bay.
Well, yesterday we talked about a more general and broad way of this with Mike Adams, the Health Rangers. We kicked off the week of Robert Scott Bell shows here. And now we see the very next day, this guy that Dent and others that are behind this are very proud of what they're doing. Their whole idea, again, the danger of the Patriot Act, danger of the war on peril. What? Excuse me?
Don't forget me, Senator Weberman.
Senator Weberman, yes.
You know, and this is a bipartisan bill. you've got Democrats and Republicans that are both walking around wearing this thing on their chest like it's something to be proud of. So, you know, this just plays right into what we talk about all the time, that this two-party system, the Democrats, the Republicans, they're no different from each other. They all want to destroy our liberties. And this, I've been shaking my head all morning, just doing that thing where you go, no,
that can't be.
This can't be true. This can't be right. But you connect the dots on this thing, and I'm telling you, we have got to be. You've got to be frightened by this. This is an overstepping of government power, and the reach that is just. It's mind-blowing. I'm still trying to wrap my head around this.
Do you have your endgame strategy or escape route? I mean, this is the thing. Do you stand and fight? I mean, this is the point where I've talked about, you've heard me before over the years talking about certain behaviors of the so-called U.S. government where they've basically declared war without declaring it on the American people. And this is another case in point. Some would say, well, Don said it was only for terrorists, right? Don said it was only for terrorists. And that of course, means that, oh, it's okay. But it's not okay. Who gets to determine what's a terrorist? Who's sympathizing? Who's empathizing? Who's providing material support or non-material support? This is the question that's not answered except for the, who are these drones in the government hiding out in dark, dank basements determining who's a terrorist and who isn't? And that is the danger here among many dangers as the end game is played out right here. That's why I've got the heavyweight, Super Don, and let's see, my mom's visiting, and Liam, she called you my sidekick, my superhero sidekick.
I think both of you probably need to go to sleep at Guantanamo and wake up with your heads in order.
Is that Lieberman or Elmer Fudd?
Yeah.
What's the difference? We'll get those rascally terrorists. Well,
and this also basically reinforces what Ron Paul has been saying when they say, oh, well, will you be able to work with the other side? What about bipartisanship? He says there's been entirely too much bipartisanship the last 100 years here. To your point, Don, of this being a bipartisan bill or effort to basically be able to strip U.S. citizens of their citizenship based on somebody's whim. We don't like you. Oh, you said something bad about Obama, or who's the next president if it's not Ron Paul? Well, what's coming up next? Why would they write this into the law if they didn't intend to use it?
Well, and that sounds on the surface. It sounds silly, doesn't it? You said something bad. You're now a terrorist. But, you know, Rand Paul was, when the debate was going on over the National Defense Authorization Act, he pointed out some very important details as far as terrorists go. There, the bar has been lowered greatly as to how you can, as far as the government goes, how you determine who a terrorist is. You know, they're looking at people. If you have a certain number of guns in your house, if you buy a certain type of ammunition, if you store more than 7 days worth of food in your house. Yeah, I mean, we saw not that long ago the raid on the Mormon storehouses where they were demanding records of who was storing their food and how much they had. You know, they are looking at this homegrown terrorism thing as this is now the litmus test. You know, it used to be a terrorist was the guy that was hiding in the cave that was, you know, had explosives strapped to his chest a la Akbar. You know, that is not the case anymore. They are looking at exactly.
Al-Akbar, we will keep 1 month of macaroni and cheese. Al-Akbar.
Did you hear that?
Well, yeah, we would hope they wouldn't have macaroni and cheese, but you know, these are scary times.
Al-Akbar, we will uphold Constitution. We are terrorists.
No, we're doing it to ourselves here. This is the point of anybody that had any lick of sense, or if they've gained it, to recognize the prescience of Ron Paul as he was saying. This is how you end freedom as you know it, by simply saying you must secure the homeland. And Lieberman, being supposedly a Jewish guy,
was Lieberman, my name.
Yeah, Lieberman, are you a Jewish guy?
Shabbat Shalom, of course.
Well, can I use the term Jewish Nazi in terms of describing you?
If you want to end up in Guantanamo.
Yeah, see, well, I'm going to do it before they sign this bill into law for sure, because anybody who's Jewish doesn't understand the danger of what this bill is about, doesn't know the history of the Jews on planet Earth.
There's some irony. My name actually means freeman, Lieberman.
It does.
It's a satirical comment by the people who gave me my name.
Yeah, I think so at this point. Listen, we're going to take a break here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Big stuff on tap today. The end of the Republic as we know it, could it be? H.R., what is it, 3166?
3166.
Yeah, and we're going to cover this some more. We'll also find out the definition of a terrorist. Senator Rand Paul on the floor of the Senate recently as he talked about this and what was impending. You've got to hear this. Don't go anywhere. Your freedom, maybe your life, may be on the line here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And we are not exaggerating. This is all coming from the mouths of those who believe that the government is supreme to the people. And we're gonna set that record straight when we come back from this break. Check it all out. All the links, robertscottbell.com, naturalnewsradio.com. Sign up there for email alerts, 866-939-BELL if you've got something to say. And I imagine you might after hearing this, 866-939-2355. Back with Super Don and Super Liam after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, you, over there. I don't like the way you look. You've lost your U.S. citizenship. Is this where we're going? Is this it?
Report to Guantanamo. I don't like your comments.
Man, oh, take insane. A number.
So you think you've got constitutional rights? Okay, bam. You're not a citizen anymore.
I'm not a citizen. Good. I don't have to pay triple taxes. I mean, I can pay for things. I can pay taxes for things when I buy them.
Except, Liam, you don't have to pay taxes when you're in Guantanamo Bay.
I get three
squares
hots,
a day.
Hots and a cot. Whatever. Three hots and a cot. Do you think
and
they
a
have,
prayer rug.
Do you think and a prayer rug. Do you think they have... Can I face it toward Las Vegas instead of Mecca? I mean, it depends on what you worship.
Yeah.
And what else will they take away? So if I'm not a citizen, let me see. If I'm not a citizen, that means I don't have to have a driver's license when I drive here, because most, down here in Florida, I don't think about half the population doesn't have driver's licenses. Nobody cares. Nobody obeys. I don't have to obey traffic laws anymore. And as a citizen, of course, I can be hired by any corporation anywhere that there's dangerous work to be, and I just get cash. I mean, it's not a good job, and I might.
Wait, cash?
Yeah.
We got a story on that, and it's Italia, they are now limiting. Tell us about this story.
Come?
Yeah.
Non so niente.
Italia. What's
Italia.
Going on there?
La libero. La mi piace Italia.
Do they have any more? Did they ban the lira?
The lira is long gone. The lira, which used to be about 2 million lira per U.S. penny,
yes,
has been replaced by the euro, which somehow magically balanced out so that Germany could pay the debts of other countries. That's not real. It's really owned to the International Monetary Fund. And
soon to be euro trash.
Euro trash. And the Fed, Iceland found a way out of that. They just walked away, but don't ask anybody about that. Mm-hmm. No, no. Mario Monti, hello, I am Prime Minister of Italia. He was put in. He's been called a technocrat, and I want to give some credit to somebody I occasionally make fun of, which is the Glenn Beck Radio Service, for pointing this story out this very morning, that Mario Monti was had decided that Italians can no longer pay for things with
euros,
with cash,
euros.
They have to use the trackable
debit cards, credit cards, right?
This
is another part of the conspiracy theories of years ago when they say, oh, there'll be a cashless society one day. Oh, yeah, sure, right. They're not going to ban cash. Well, it looks like Italy is making its first step to do so, so that no one can escape the clutches, the evil clutches of the taxation and ownership of all life of the IMF and World Bank and the Eurobank of Germany.
Nothing over 1,000 euros can be paid. It's illegal. It's not that you have to report it it's illegal.
You can't do it.
I can't give you 1,000 euros of $1,300, $1,500 for the car or the car payment or the utility bills or
in cash,
the mortgage or the credit card, or I can't even pay my credit. How do you pay a credit card? Can't walk into the credit card company and
pay them cash.
You have to pay, with another thing. In other words, you're now trackable. All your numbers are encapsulated. So the banks report this. But Mario Monti,
he say that they were trying to protect you from terrorism in Italy?
No,
fake calzones? What's going on?
No, he's being more clear about it. By the way, he wanted to knock it down to 300 euros? $500.
What is he saying the reason here?
Italy's in debt.
What?
Italy's in debt.
No.
And
how is this going to help him get out of debt?
Well, the citizens of Italy, in order to escape, I think they said the 21% local tax tariff, not to mention whatever other taxes you're paying, people say, you know what, I'll just pay cash for this so I don't have to pay 21% more. In other words, every $100 is $121.
Listen, these governments worldwide are going down. They're going to have to establish full-on tyranny. And totalitarianism in order to prevent what is inevitable happening. They're beyond bankrupt. The people are recognized. Greece is recognized. Iceland kicked the bankers out, right?
Right.
And this also goes to the heart of what I've talked about. Don, you remember me talking about the concept of citizenship in the 14th Amendment perspective way at the time of the post-Civil War era, Lincoln, right?
Right, right.
Freed the slaves, but created a whole new class of citizens. Before that, there were no U.S. citizens. They were citizens of the states that they were in. That was part of the Confederation or these United States. And that was completely obliterated almost by that. And, of course, there's another amendment. I believe was it the 17th that made the popular election, or was it 18th, of state senators? In other words, the Senate, the two representatives of each state, now were basically voted on by popular vote rather than set up by the legislature of each state. And that means the state also had no standing. So literally obliterated the states, which created the federal government. And at this point, the federal government is entering the total tyranny, the total totalitarian tyranny via the fear of terrorism manufactured as it is. And I will say it right now, even when we go back to 9/11, there was no way you could have stood down to allow that happen unless you stood down to allow it to happen. I'm saying it right here. And Liam has been leading the way in many ways on these thoughts and covering the stories that the old media will not cover. And now we're seeing it absolutely play out. The enabling clauses in this H.R. 3166 to strip you of your U.S. citizenship, when Liam says, hey, that's not so bad. And the reality is, maybe not. In fact, the intent of the founders was not to be a citizen of the United States, but was to maintain each individual republic, if you will, or state, as a creator of the federal government, that loose confederation. So anyway, this is another aspect of this coming full circle now, the warnings our founders gave us playing themselves out right here, 21st century America, 2012, the year we make contact with what? Freedom or tyranny?
You guys are conspiracy wackos. I mean, it's not like they set things into motion 10 years ago by creating a paranoid state in which we'd go to war and invade 3 or 5 or however many Middle Eastern countries and shut off the various straits and then get Iran to shut off the Strait of Hormuz so that oil prices would skyrocket. It's not like any of that happened and there was a document called Building America's Future, signed by everybody in the Bush administration under the Project for a New American Century that said we needed a new Pearl Harbor. Excuse me, I'm being called to Guantanamo Bay by Senator Lieberman. I'll see you later.
Yeah, see, Lieberman got that guy, whoever he was. And this is the danger. What about all those Amish people, those raw milk radicals? Are they going to be delisted as U.S. citizens next? I mean, this is the inevitable place it's going.
Well, I hope so.
Well, yeah, we don't want that raw milk getting out, right? Don, have we gone off the deep end here? I mean, this is the thing. You said you're shaking your head. You can't believe it. We're actually covering this thing. Learning
Robert,
the day after.
I don't know where the deep end is anymore.
Where is the deep end? This is deep existential thought now.
Yeah. No, it's bizarre. It's just completely bizarre. And this really threw me for a loop this morning when I saw this. That I spent so much time stressing over the NDAA bill. When I saw this just blew my mind. So I'm going to have to go sit in the corner with a gallon of ice cream and figure this out.
Are you ready to? I think it may be time to hear from a senator, a sitting, standing U.S. senator by the name of Rand Paul, and what is a terrorist? Kind of get a definition here. You ready for this?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Know good and well that someday there could be a government in power that is shipping its citizens off for disagreements. There are laws on the books now that characterize who might be a terrorist. Someone missing fingers on their hands is a suspect, according to the Department of Justice. Someone who has guns, someone who has ammunition that is weatherproofed, someone who has more than 7 days of food in their house can be considered a potential terrorist. If you are suspected by these activities, do you want to have the government have the ability to send you to Guantanamo Bay for indefinite detention? A suspect. We're not talking about someone who has been tried and found guilty. We're talking about someone suspected of activities. But some of the things that make you suspicious of terrorism are having food, having more than 7 days of food, missing fingers on your hand, having ammunition, having weatherproofed ammunition, having several guns at your house. Is that enough? Are you willing to sacrifice your freedom for liberty? I would argue that we should strike these detainee provisions from this bill because we are giving up our liberty. We are giving up the constitutional right to have due process before we're sent to a prison. This is very important. I think this is a constitutional liberty we should not look at and blithely sign away to the executive power or to the military. So I would call for support of the amendment that will strike the provisions on keeping detainees indefinitely, particularly the fact that we could now for the first time send American citizens to prisons abroad. I think that is a grave danger to our constitutional liberty, and I advise a vote to strike these provisions from the bill.
I think this is where they said he was exaggerating. This is not real.
Yeah. Sorry, dude. Sit down. Be quiet.
Yeah, it's not.
What
happening.
A crybaby.
Yeah, I'm telling you. You and your liberties and stuff.
This is where it ends. This is the point. Yeah. He saw what was happening there, and he's warned us, as others have prior to this. Anybody who's read the great that used to be required reading in school from Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, Orwell's 1984, and many others that support and surround these things, we're living in a time where it's fully activating or engaging, about to be activated. I mean, we're going to have number one saying engage or something here. But H.R. 3166, we've got the links
number
at robertscottbell.com. Yes, number one?
Engage.
Number two.
Yeah. Number one, I have to make a number two. I'll be back in three.
Yeah, well, this is enough to make you want to do a number two, you know where. I'm sorry. I mean, I know this is indelicate at this point.
Warp 9, out of the United States, quickly as possible. It's hostile territory.
Yeah, we don't like what you say. You're a comedian. Yeah, you're a comedian now. I've just stripped you of your citizenship. Now you're going to one.
Hey, isn't the Hitler funny? Nobody say anything about Hitler or Stalin. Come on.
Now, I'll tell you what. Here's the bottom line on this. We, you know, a lot of people miss the boat on the National Defense Authorization Act. You know, it's done. It's signed. Mm-hmm. Obama signed it. It's law. We've got time on this H.R. 3166.
Okay.
And I think people that might have been riding the fence a little bit on NDAA and thought that it was an okay thing, if you take a look at this 3166 and you fully understand the danger in this. We have time to stop this. People need to get involved and put an end to this as much as we can.
Yeah, and in fact, as people are running for president, let's find out what is their position on H.R. 3166. Nail them, Santorum.
No, I'll
Nail
bet Gingrich, you. I'll bet Nail you. Romney. Hey, cash money right now. Yeah. Federal Reserve notes that I know you're a fan of. There's only going to be one person that will bring this up. One person only. Everybody else isn't even going to mention it. And we know who that one person is.
Michelle Bachmann?
Exactly. No, she dropped out.
Oh, never mind. See, I'm behind the times now. I did the time warp. Yeah. Now, of course, Congressman Ron Paul, this is the guy who should be president. If not, then shame on America for choosing a path of destruction as opposed to restoration of liberty.
Give in to your hate and anger.
Yes, there goes the evil empire. Well, we're going to do what we can to lift that evil empire a little bit more on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this. Thank you for being here. We got Liam Sheff, the man, the not myth, not the legend. He's the sidekick today. And, of course, Super Don at the helm talking about some very serious issues. And if we can bring some light to it, we shall. In fact, we have. We've enlightened everybody about it. So now tell your congressman, your senator about H.R. 3166 and do not let them weasel out of it. We will not hear. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show, coming right back after this.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. naturalnews.com. Check it out.
Robert Scott the Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah!
Pepsi lawyers now admit that their Mountain Dew can dissolve a mouse. But what can it do to Dent and Lieberman and their bill, H.R. 3166, to terminate U.S. citizenship? Will it dissolve it like so many mice in so many Mountain Dews? Liam, what do you think?
Are we on the air?
We are on the air. Are you kidding me?
Mice in the Mountain Dew.
Yeah, see how we can tie this
class action lawsuit, my friend.
Yes.
Put a mouse in my Mountain Dew. Let me sue somebody. No, I'm kidding. Hey, I figured out the perfect storm is what's happening. We've got, I put up a graphic for it because this seems very complicated. So there's a perfect storm going on in America. Number one, you have the group of people who are willfully ignorant. They just want to believe. They go to the Blockbuster or the Best Buy, and they want the new movie, and they put that on, and they actually think that's reality. And they watch Homeland on Showtime, and they watch all the NCIS and all the conspiracy shows, and they get their fill of conspiracy, and they see all the gunplay. So by the time they turn on the news, they go, that couldn't be real. Because, you see, they've been inoculated against reality. See. So they're willfully ignorant. At the same time, they become hopelessly apathetic because really we're one out of 320 million people. We say, oh, what does it matter if I vote? I'm not even going to try. And on the other side, that other third, you have bat poop crazy. Mm-hmm. You got a few of those. So this is the perfect trilateral storm. Willfully ignorant, bat poop crazy, and hopelessly apathetic. Right now, that is forming.
Oh. It's morphing into
America. It's not what the America that we want to have, though. Mm-hmm. I was listening to Glenn Beck, who likes to talk about the America that he wants to have all the time.
Oh, Glenn Beck. He's an interesting guy. He certainly has pointed out a lot in the economic realm. I'll give him credit for. So, you know, following up on Ron Paul. But then he goes off the deep end.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am scared today because Osama bin Obama is trying to institute a socialist, Nazi, Holocaust, gulag takeover. Now, it seems like I'm exaggerating, but I, Glenn Beck, would never exaggerate. So he gets a few things right? But then he goes a little bit nuts. And so he read this story, I don't know, from his news gathering service of Mario Monti, who's making sure that Italians can't spend money anymore.
Yep.
That they can only spend government money, which means not real money, but debt money.
And you raise the issue of the money monopoly, every monopoly, including money, but we'll get more into that.
Monopoly?
Yeah.
I thought it was just a board game.
No.
No wonder we teach children
Milton
to play
Bradley
here in this country.
Runs the Federal Reserve.
It's the Illuminati invading our children's minds. So Glenn Beck gets that right. But then he goes on, and right before that, he has, so why am I listening to it? Because I like radio. I'm a radio fan. And he's a talented radio guy. Sometimes he makes me laugh with his little crew of sort of semi-born-again Mormons who you never know quite or what they're going to say. Are they going to be sort of libertarian on something? And it was funny because he described himself as a more conservative libertarian, and I would describe myself as a liberal libertarian.
Okay.
So who's more libertarian? Thank you.
And you have Rick Santorum, who said there were no libertarians at the dawning of the American Republic because individual liberty had nothing to do with America.
So he has on, actually, he interviews Rick Santorum, who he didn't grill a lot about dog-human marriages because, of course, Rick Santorum, being apparently the giant pervert that he is, and by that I mean you really project onto the world what you fear in your head. So I'm calling him a pervert by virtue of what I'm reading in his thoughts. I mean, the guy's
so closeted, though.
Well, I'm not saying his actions but in his head, he's so fearful of perversion that, like, what's wrong with the guy? I mean, honestly, live and let live, if it's among consensual adults, who cares?
He does.
Yeah, I know. Oh, if we allow gay people to hold hands in public, the next thing we know, a child will be marrying a dog.
Beaches, you know? Will erode.
Yeah, right. Dogs and cats will be living together. It will be an Armageddon right out of the pet store. So he goes to this strange extreme that I don't understand at all.
Yeah.
He wants to make sure
that... Maybe it's Mr. Biggles from the what was that movie with Austin Powers?
Yes,
the
Mr.
Naked
Biggles.
Cat. It really disturbed him.
Right. Yeah, I think. Maybe he felt some strange longing that he couldn't explain and then acted out in revenge. But he's on there and he's talking about, Glenn, of course I'm not going to cut the military. We don't want this phony military, this Blackwater military. We want a proud American military full of a lot of 18-year-olds who can go to foreign countries and burn down houses and kill people. Well, he doesn't say that, of course.
Yeah.
But let me ask you, what's the purpose of a military in the United States arresting military is to protect the U.S. from invasion. But when we send the military outside of the United States, we're not protecting them from invasion. We're invading. It's a very simple principle.
Beck doesn't get that.
He doesn't. And Santorum is, and yes, I called, and no, I called him a pervert based on, and I'll let me adjust that note. I have no idea what he does, and I do not care what he does in his personal life. But I consider somebody perverted if they look around the world and all they see is perversion.
Right.
Oh my God, I don't know what you're doing. I have
to
obsess.
Reflection of their own psyche.
Right. So let me call him psychically perverted.
Okay.
Just to be clear. So he's got him on, and then Glenn Beck says at the end, now, and he does this 5-minute excuse for kind of an apology. It's all Christian apologetics, right? Well, Rick, I know, Senator Santorum, I know that you're not really, and I know that you hate libertarians, and I know you hate Ron Paul, but I'm kind of a libertarian, so what can you say to me and my audience to make us like you a little bit more, as it seems that you're slightly in the lead today, but won't be tomorrow? And then he gives some phony answer. And then, what's his name? Beck takes a call from a listener, brave thing to do, who says, this nice lady says, I'm a conservative. When was this? Yesterday? I'm a conservative. I don't like Newt Gingrich and some of these other dudes because they don't seem to have any moral center. And Glenn Beck goes on this, gets clippity-clop, the high horse comes out of the barn, and he gets on the high horse, and he says, well, we should never judge anybody based on their personal life. And
people Wait a second. He had Gingrich on, and he lashed into Gingrich for that.
Apparently, he's with anybody who's not Ron Paul, who's slightly in the lead for a moment.
Wow.
So phony alert.
Well, I heard yesterday Rush Limbaugh took a call. You talk about the old neocon guard, and as I've given him props just for reinventing talk radio, reinitializing it, but way back in the 80s, beyond that, what he's done, he's become a shill, an absolute shill. Somebody, a woman, I think, called up and you know, was in favor of Ron Paul and perspective, laid it out beautifully, and then Rush said, you're probably a liberal Democrat trying to sabotage. And you know, there are so many people that used to listen to Rush and liked him because he was an entertaining guy, and he's not even funny anymore.
No, he was kind of a character and stuff. But, I mean, he's a great innovator in the field.
Yeah.
But unlike Howard Stern, who was also a great innovator in the field, Howard Stern isn't somebody who people listen to, I hope, for political information.
Right.
You know, it's lesbian dial-a-date or whatever. It's not really very sophisticated. And Rush Limbaugh's one of the great sort of Goebbels-like molder of thought. He's a great propagandist. And I listened to him going, wow, you can see the syllogism, you can see him lay it out, then you can see him betray the logic of it. And if you're just paying attention, you go, wow, you just excluded every piece of information
that was just laid in there. Yeah.
Right.
It does. How do you do that? Either it's a very profound technique, or it's a schizophrenic type response. I don't know. The thing about it is the electorate, the people, the politics has moved on beyond neocon talk radio. And I think that's where they're struggling. They can't change. They're just struggling to fight. Hold on. Let's go after Ron Paul. And the people are going, you know, I used to like you. And I hear this all the time. People that were, and many people that listened to this show were fans of Rush Limbaugh or Glenn Beck or other. Now going, these people, they were entertaining. They had some ideas that weren't represented in the media prior to this. And now I've passed them by.
Right.
And I can't stomach listening other than the entertaining aspects of Beck, who's talented in that way.
He's funny. You know, he and his crew are good for a laugh sometimes. And they're national figures. I mean, he was fired from, what, Fox?
Or he left. Who knows? I mean, he just disconnected from Fox.
Yeah, there was a parting of the ways, which, you know, maybe speaks to his character. Who knows? Maybe he realizes the end of something. On the other hand, I can do with less of the apocalyptic Messiah is coming. You know, the Messiah's been coming for a long time, and if you really read those old books, that was really supposed to have happened in about 34 AD or something, like, you know, the rapture kind of stuff. I'm just not into rapture radio. No offense. If you really believe it, but
the apocalyptic talk is happening because it's the 2012. It's the Mayan calendar scenario, and we've talked about life going on. You were on this program, was it last week, and you said, enough already. You laid it bare in that regard. Life is going to continue. What are you going to do? Now, we got HR 31666. That's what we're going to have to call it, right? We were trying to do the math on the break. You were coming up with
HR 3166 is really three. The numerologists out there.
Right.
Well, three times one is actually three. But if the one, They always do this.
Yes.
But if the one were a two, and they, it, but the one's not a two. No, but if it, the one were a two.
It would be HR 666. And so we're dealing with 31666. I add the six on for a good measure here. That activates all of these other preceding tyrannical bills in order to protect you. Or do you really feel more protected because G.W. Bush pushed the Patriot Act and Democrats and Republicans, by and large, with few exceptions, went along? And now Barack Obama is doubling, tripling down on the Bush era. Do you feel good about that? Or are you going to say, you know, all right, there's another way I think we need to go before it's too late? Or is it already too late? I think it's a legitimate question.
All right, Americans, are you going to be among the willfully ignorant, the hopelessly apathetic, or the bat poop crazy? Let's design a fourth group here, the willfully aware or the courageously aware, where we are allowed to see what's happening. We're allowed to see buildings blowing up at free fall speed. We understand this is a international intelligence operation. We understand that the histrionic nature of a nation was enraged or inflamed. We went to war with all these countries. We killed hundreds of thousands of people who didn't deserve it, all with the eye to making us debt slaves. It's hard to imagine at the time that you're watching these tragic events that somebody is actually capable of thinking three steps ahead. Because, you know, the problem is if somebody thinks three steps ahead of us, we can't even see them. We can't fathom it. If people are one step ahead of us, we think they're geniuses. Oh, what a genius. He was one step. If people are two steps ahead, we think they're crazy. Mm-hmm. We think they're insane. It doesn't. And then two steps later, when we catch up, we don't think that they were right. They're still two steps ahead, and we still think they're...
Well, that's what I see with these so-called neocon talk hosts and others that are denying the... prescient wisdom, if you will, of Ron Paul, and that he's been two steps ahead or more.
Oh, I will.
We've caught up. At the same time, they're like, no, we can't acknowledge it. Although they are treating him differently now in the Bates. I don't know if you saw that recently. I mean, they cannot dismiss him outright, marginalize him the same way. It's not working. And Romney calls him out as the constitutionalist. I want him to answer the question because I know if I answer it, he's just going to correct me and I'll look bad.
Oh, right, the Joker.
Romney, why do you call him the Joker?
Because he's... Look at him. It doesn't matter what anybody's saying. He's got the Botox smile on his face. I'm Mitt Romney. He never frowns. Somebody can call him the worst series of four and six and five letter words in a row, and he just... Well, that's very nice. I guess it speaks to his, what... unflappable demeanor, but I just don't buy it because there's nothing really underneath it. Like I lived in Massachusetts. I don't want to live in a place where you have the state's gun to your head in one of the most corrupt states ever, with people getting $100,000 pensions years after being on a job that they worked three weekends a year because they were state employees, you know, correlated to the MBTA, and they did a thing at the schools one weekend a year. I mean, you can't imagine the corruption.
Then they come back and say the American taxpayer is not paying enough taxes.
Well, that's what Italy's up to. They don't want you being able to pay with cash anymore so that they can track all of your purchases and they can take and take and take from you. But you pay taxes every time you go to the pump or buy food in some places or buy a piece of electronic or a piece of kit, a shirt, a pants.
Restaurant.
You pay taxes all the time. I don't understand anymore. How can anybody not pay their... You pay taxes every second that you buy, any time you buy something. You're paying... You're supporting their system.
Mm-hmm.
And why do I have to support wars overseas, by the way, which is what they're really stealing money for military expenditures and for Nancy Pelosi's face things and Barney Frank's whatever and Strom. You know, all the people who've been in office for 100 years, they all need their million-dollar dinners and all this kind of stuff that we never hear about at the Bohemian Grove and all these other things. So that's what the IRS is for. It's to put a gun to your head and take money away. But we pay taxes all the time. And I'm perfectly willing to pay to let my state tax me a little bit to pay for the roads and the police force who I, you know.
Which every time you go on public transport, perhaps, but certainly when you buy a gallon of gas or more, that's already embedded into it, state and federal, to do that. But that's not acknowledged in that regard. I think we've got a collective attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And when we come back, we found the solution, and it is going to be today's moment of duh. When we come back on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Liam Sheff, we'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All-natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight. Organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, freedom is what you love. This is where you enjoy it, as I do every day. The Robert Scott Bell Show, my dear friend, and cohort in, what are we, broadcast media, rabble-rousing, superhero kind of stuff. Liam Sheff.
Terrorists. We're terrorists.
No, no. Redesignate. I think the people that promote the HR3166 are the terrorists, honestly, if we must be honest.
Well, we're speaking critically about the country, so we must be enemy combatants.
We better get all of this out of our system before that Obama, if he's going to be the guy that signs this into law, does this, and then we can just silently, quietly retire before they retire us.
Hey, I love America. It's great.
It's beautiful.
Oh, hey, there is no problem.
Freedom behind bars.
GMO food for everyone.
Oh, yes, Monsanto, the United States of Monsanto. Anyway, I think everybody's got attention deficit. There's no question about it. We're going to find out why. This is today's
Moment of Duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh is brought to you by a new study that actually claims, oh, Liam, you'll never believe it, that healthy eating may help children with ADHD.
You are a terrorist.
Oh, what about the rest of the American terrorists out there that have ADHD? They'll be helped with what? Nutrition? Diet? Limited evidence that they claim here in this study, Liam, that any particular diet or supplements help, but they do acknowledge that at least, well, maybe those omega-3 fatty acids are okay for the brains of the kids that supposedly have ADHD.
You are an orthorexic non-American.
Well, there's a picture of vegetables, and I kind of like it. Does that make me orthorexic, picture lover?
Enemy combatant orthorexia.
They also say that the Western-style diets do these children no favor. Oh, my gosh, they've come out against the West in American diets. Who are these?
They are terrorists.
Who are these research terrorists?
Who published that?
This is out of Northwestern University.
Chicago.
Yep, in Chicago.
Communists.
Again. Yeah, they're the Keynesians, the Chicago School of Economics, Milton Friedman before. Well, there's a lot of stuff there economically.
Hey, are we going to get a new sponsor? There's a new pill that's coming around.
What does it do?
It's called Amerizac.
Amerizac.
Yeah, anything that you think that's un-American just goes away.
Goes away like that, so they don't have to rendition you?
No, you just live in the FEMA camp, and you have all the Jerry Springer and really CBS network with the eye thing, and you're just always iPodding each other. It's great.
Side effects include lethargy, but you're going to be appreciative of that lethargy.
You might develop some sort of mutant liver that bites you.
Mm-hmm.
But that's GMO food.
And at least you won't be orthorexic.
No. What? No, God, you wouldn't want to be that and get over your ADHD.
You got to see this study. It's on USA Today, Your Life. I've got it linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.com. Very serious hour, trying to lighten it up a little bit here because of the threat to liberty. Will this be the end of natural news and natural news radio? The Robert Scott Bell Show with HR 31666.
Oh, it's never happened. You know, it's just such an exaggeration. It's not like it's ever happened in the 20th century that entire nations have shut down all free speech, all free press, and made everybody spy on each other. That never, 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 never happened except in the Gulag Archipelago. But that's not real. That was a book, maybe a book by Solzhenitsyn. And sure, he won a lot of prizes for telling the truth about what happened behind the Iron Curtain. But we're not behind the Iron Curtain. We're behind the Iron Curtain of freedom.
That's it, man. And this is where they try to marginalize the message of Dr. Ron Paul, who's been talking about this for years. Oh, he's off the deep end. He's off his rocker. He was prescient. He actually spoke the truth, and now we're seeing it come out into unfortunately ripened and degrading fruition here, as the American Republic that once was, that loved liberty, now becomes the place that is so afraid of its shadow that it's willing to sacrifice whatever liberty is left in the name of the war on everything and anything. And that includes natural healing, because we can't have natural healing. That's akin to terrorism as well. What if the people were wealthy and healthy and wise, and they didn't need government? They didn't need government-sanctioned medicine, government-sanctioned doctors, government-sanctioned boogeymen to protect us instead of attack us.
Is that a rhetorical question? Hold on. I'm typing a letter to Homeland Security right now.
I need some Amerizac.
I need some Amerizac. I'm in a room with somebody advocating orthorexia, and please help. Please scan me 8 times until I feel better, until my DNA unravels. We have a choice in this country. We can either be slaves or...
What can we be?
I don't know.
Sovereigns?
I don't know.
Sovereign is considered now, if you use that word, you must be a terrorist, right?
I am going to go hoard some food.
They're going to reclassify you for that.
I want at least 3 days worth of food. I know that's illegal now to have 3 days worth of food.
You go, well, they'll say that the 3 days is really 7 because they're going to restrict your caloric content. So that doesn't mean 1 day could be 7, according to them. It's like Hanukkah with food.
Oh,
not
God.
In a good way.
You know, I left the TV on a lot of the weekend because I was drawing and writing, and I just sort of watched the images flash. I tell you, every show on cable is about secret dealings and secret police and secret underground investigations.
You're already taking your Amerizac. That's one of the side effects. The known side effects is verbal dyslexia.
Amerizac.
You know, I
need Amerizac.
Is this why you drew me as Robot Scott Bell? That was
Robot
scary.
Robot Scott Bell.
In yesterday's show notes, we published that. I hope people aren't too frightened of it. But maybe we could all have a robot entity that can take on these bad guys.
I don't know what got into me. I drew you as Robot Scott Bell because we need the Terminator in all of us to stand up and be iron tough and to say, no, we're not going to take it. And we don't have to go shooting things up, but we need to say, I'll be back. I'm not going anywhere. There is nowhere to run. I was talking with a friend that last over the weekend. There's nowhere to run. Just as I was watching, every show is about secret this, secret that, conspiracy this, conspiracy that. Then you turn in the news, and there's Rick Santorum saying how he wants to believe in the America of the past. And then he goes and talks about how we have to invade every foreign country in order to be
well,
that
and how
America.
The American past had nothing to do with individual liberty.
That guy needs some Amerizac.
He definitely needs some Amerizac. Hey, listen, this has been a fun hour. Actually, it hasn't been. It's been a brutal hour, except for the last segment. We've lightened it up a bit. Thank you, Liam. We've got a lot more healing to go. We're going to find out, how are the Quackbusters, those that have attacked you and me and everybody that believes in natural medicine, where do they get their funding from? It looks like Tim Boland may have found out. We're going to see about revealing that next hour. And what else? Who knows? You'll have to stay with us. In the meantime, the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show. For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams, agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
risk of suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
From the Enemy Expatriation Act we talked about last hour, actually that ties into weight loss, Liam, because if you want to lose weight, be declared an enemy combatant, they take away your citizenship, send you to Guantanamo, and you can eat cracker bread if you're lucky. And I got Liam Sheff back on the program this hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. We're going to talk about some weight loss issues. Also, of course, we had the ADHD moment of duh last hour. Thank you for helping me with that. And, of course, Western diets now, if you adopt them, or if you're against Western diets, perhaps, you'll also be, you know, loss of citizenship will be in order because of this Expatriation Act. Anyway, I don't want to belabor the point, but I hope that you've gotten the message and that you'll do your level best to raise awareness on this, another dangerous, maybe the one that puts it all over the top power grab to eliminate all freedom, whatever freedom is left, whatever Rick Santorum doesn't want you to have, and take it away from you. And your children, too. But on a lighter note, haha, get it? Pun intended, lighter note.
Hey, it's great to be here, Robert.
Vinny Barbarino joins us from Welcome Back, Tom Connor.
I rarely get out of Brooklyn, so it's like, wow.
So why are you here on the Robert Scott Bell Show this hour, Vinny?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to figure that out myself.
I was skinny in the 70s.
Ah, and I see the link now. Yes, Vinny Barbarino was very skinny, and then the guy who played the character got very heavy later on, played, in fact, a rather large woman in Hairspray. Vinny Barbarino as a woman in Hairspray.
I think he was padded a little for that, but he
ballooned up. Himself go.
He thickened.
He thickened, okay.
In fact, it's really surprising when you look at John Travolta when he's young, right? And he's just unbelievably light and skinny.
Saturday Night Fever, right?
Yeah, you don't even understand. Like, does that boy eat? And then you see him, like, in a recent film, the movie called From Paris with Love. Not a great movie, but there he is, and he's a couple sides of beef. He's thickened.
Right, right. And, you know, if we talk about people wanting in the new year to lose weight legitimately, safely, there are some things you can do. There's some things you don't want to do. I mean, microwaving all your food, perhaps you won't get nutrition, but you could still pack on the calories with toxic food. There are other things like weight loss programs and things. We were talking off the air, Liam, the celebrities that do these weight loss commercials and such. You saw one recently, and it kind of got your attention.
Well, everybody. I mean, Charles Barkley is now shucking and jiving for, is it Weight Watchers or Nutrisystem? I can't remember. And then Janet Jackson's with the, I think, with the Nutrisystem, and Jennifer Hudson's the one. Now they
run Jennifer Hudson. She was American Idol, and she was in that movie, what was it?
Dream Girls.
She was outdid Beyonce in that film.
She's a talented vocalist.
Yeah.
And nice-looking girl, but
plus-sized.
She was. And now she gets on this commercial, and I watch this thing, and she's singing with herself. They filmed her when she was chunky and filmed her now that she's not. And she's singing a duet with herself. And she's singing, you know, I believe I'm free. And she's free. And she believes. And all she did was start eating less. And she's now getting millions of dollars, I'm sure, to shill for this thing that puts out this terrible GMO, white flour, reduced, partialized, hydrogenated, pesticide-filled swill.
Yeah.
And I'm watching this Nutrisystem thing, or the Weight Watchers. She's Weight Watchers, and Janet Jackson is Nutrisystem. And I'm thinking, this isn't food. So I go on the website to see what they do. So they want you to cook some things yourself. It's
things that you actually have to shop for or grow?
Well, no. It's
that they send you.
No, you can buy like a cup of skim ricotta cheese, skim mozzarella.
Always low fat again. This is the criminal enterprise that is the low fat garbage solution to weight loss, which is nothing more than the disease mongering of a weight loss program. So we need to increase the fat to lose weight healthily and safely. That's one of the stories we need to bring up.
Well, it depends on the kind of fat. I mean, if you're sitting on the couch now eating a bag of potato chips for a mid potato chip snack, and you're going to have your later potato chips, you don't need more fat. What you need is less hydrogenated, deep fried, altered fat that's broken and doesn't do anything in your body except attack your liver and sit somewhere around your thighs. You know, we gain weight, you lose weight. Some people tend to be too skinny. Some people tend to gain weight a little more easily.
Mm-hmm.
I have no bias against natural proportions and sizes. It's really...
Yeah, I think the obsession with the waif, the rail thin, I think that's a very dangerous and in fact, unhealthy obsession.
Right.
And I was commenting with you off the air, Jennifer Hudson, even when she was heavier, I was like, hey, she wasn't unhealthy heavy. She's a big girl.
She was chunky.
Okay, whatever, but it's okay.
But I don't think that was a healthy chunky. I think that she looks really healthy now, but she looks slimmer now. But it's not going to last maybe for her. What I'm saying is, if you look at their food,
yes.
And see, I'm actually here not just to criticize. I don't come to just bury Caesar.
Looking for bringing some solutions out.
No. I have my own weight loss program.
You do.
And for $100, if you'll just send me $100. How many times
did I have to send that?
Just
100?
Once. Just once.
Again? Only once.
I will give you this information that you can use for the rest of your life, however long that is, and we hope it's a long, long, healthy one. And you can maintain your weight, and if you're too heavy, you can lose weight, and if you're too thin, you can gain a little weight. I'm going to give that information. I'm going to trust you on your word to send me that $100 whenever I see you.
All right.
To the Walla Walla, Washington address. I said that. I always say that, and some guy wrote me, a fan.
Where in Walla Walla?
Yeah, he said, hey, I'm right outside Walla Walla. No, I'm just kidding. All right, anyway.
Thanks a lot. He was looking forward to seeing you. Now, the yo-yo dieting, that's the thing about a lot of these gals. You see them go up and down like Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
And so she obviously hasn't gotten a handle on how to eat.
No.
And if these people, I mean, they have all the money in the world. There's no excuse for them to say, oh, I can't afford to buy organic, right? Some people say it's a little expensive, comparatively speaking. But despite my argument that it's the cheapest food on the planet, relatively speaking to the health that ensues, I recognize the economic limitations that people have or have found themselves in. So how do these celebrities with jillions of dollars do it? They don't get it. They don't have the right people instructing them.
No, I'm reading the food ingredients here, and it's all the white flour, pesticide food. There's nothing about it. They can't say organic. Every once in a while, they throw in something reasonable, like you could use whole wheat pasta instead of white pasta. Why?
Oh, how lovely.
Because
thank you.
You have some of the essential fats, and you have all of the fiber, and you have more of the healthy stuff that's in the germ layer of wheat. This is part one of the Liam plan. Every time that you go and eat something, don't eat the white stuff. Don't eat the stuff that has all the germ layer taken out, that has the fiber, the essential fats, some of the protein, and all these other little nutrients, these these micronutrients. They strip them off, and you're left with the inner core of this thing that's just like foam, the foam part of the wheat, the foam part of the rice. Put all the brown and the yellow and the good part of the grains back on the grains. Now, some people are now, oh, I can't eat any grains. Good luck, by the way. Good luck with that. Because if you don't eat any grains, you're going to overwhelm your body with proteins. You're going to develop something called ketosis. You're going to have so much protein that you're going to, your body's going to digest all of these things, these amino acids, and struggle to make a little glycogen. And it's going to do that by producing a surplus of nitrogen in your body.
Well, you have metabolic waste like the uric acid that can accumulate with the animal proteins if you go that way as well. But the excesses can put the stress and the strain on the organs, gastrointestinal, the liver, the kidneys, etc. And you can end up perhaps losing weight temporarily, but at a high cost.
And you'll gain it all right back. Because the minute you stop those sort of Atkins-y diets, the Little Debbie aisle becomes like a magnet to you, and you're just a little iron filing, and you fly into it without knowing what's happening.
You're a guy that argues that you need some level of carbohydrates. There are those that say, oh, no carbs at all. Of course, if we're doing carbs, my argument has been the whole, just like you mentioned, the ones that are not ripped apart and refined, all the minerals gone. I mean, that becomes a great danger. And also I acknowledge that, listen, you've got to listen to your body. Your body should communicate to you what you can do well on. Like we've talked spirited debates about soy. Some people do not, even good organic non-GMO, they don't digest it well. They don't. They're gaseous, whatever. Hey, fine. And you do very well on it. So
I eat some.
What am I going to argue?
I don't even eat a lot of it.
Yeah, you don't have soy coming out your nose. But
no,
the point is, you're practical about it.
I am. You know, so let's get the first part. Here on the Weight Watchers, they have a new coffee cake, 3 points. You have to look at everything. Oh, I'm going to have 3 pieces of lettuce. Oh, I'm going to have the chocolate creme cake. This isn't chocolate cake, by the way. It's all fillers and potassium this and white flour that's dyed this color. And then they have a little cocoa in it. Let me tell you, the basic principle here of the Liam Diet, $100, Walla Walla, Washington address, is that you want to eat whole grains, whole beans, whole things with actual fiber. You want to cook them when it's cold. You want to have more cooked food. When it's really hot, you want to have more raw food. Do you get that? When it's colder, you want to have more cooked food. When it's hotter, you want to have more raw food. You want to have 3 kinds of vegetables. You want to have the vegetables that grow up, those that stay sort of centered to the ground, like squash and onions, and those that grow down deeply. These are called root vegetables, land vegetables, and green leafy vegetables. You need all three. Mm-hmm. When it's really hot, you need to disperse the heat from your body so you have more.
Then you need the cloud vegetables, the cloud ones, the ones that float up in the clouds. Lando Calrissian, right? The Cloud City. How do they grow food up
Welcome
there?
Welcome to Cloud City. You truly do belong here with us.
Liam, I'm sorry. You are nailing that Liam diet. I'm liking this.
The ground vegetables that grow down, what do? They ground you. When you have a runny nose and you've been eating too many bananas and citrus fruit and it's cold outside, all that yin fluid is going to... It's going to burst out of your nose. So what do? You stop eating the fruit so much and you start concentrating on vegetables that bring your energy down. When it's really hot and you need to cool off, you eat more fruit. It's called macrobiotics, but don't be a slave to any particular name. Now, we've got whole grains, beans, vegetables. I'm not talking about whole wheat bread from some company that makes it and sells it in your store that has 18 ingredients.
They throw in BHT for no extra charge.
Oh, don't eat that stuff.
Freshness.
Bread, if you're going to make bread, it has 2 ingredients. It has the grain that it's made of, and it has salt. I tell you, eat no bread but a naturally leavened, organic,
sprouted kind of thing?
Sourdough bread.
Like that? Yeah, the sourdough bread.
Yeah, sourdough bread. Okay, so I'm not a big bread eater. I love whole grain pasta, organic pasta. I love quinoa. I love brown rice. I don't have any grain allergies that I know of. But I'll tell you, if I eat yeasted, even whole wheat bread, I feel so...
Doesn't
cranky
work for you at all.
Depressed.
And so many people have a lot of intolerances associated even with organic non-GMO wheat because I think the obsession with wheat in our culture, it's like the monoculture. Grain, 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 wheat, wheat, wheat. Since the day you're born, eventually your body's going to go, hey, man, a little diversity here, please.
Right.
A little bit. Come
right.
on.
Now, for the people who don't like grains or have trouble digesting them due to dietary, eat more, very magic word, lentils and dal. Go to your local Indian store and shop around their spice and their bean.
I saw that movie with Barbara Streisand, Lentil. That was great.
She was. She pretended to be a bean, but really she was a grain, and she passed for a bean.
Somehow she got away with it.
Quite well,
for a while.
Yeah.
They wrapped her tightly, though.
Tightly wrapped her, bound her graininess and her beaniness. So go and get these little orange lentils and these little red lentils and these yellow pulses and start eating
Papa,
more
can
beans.
You hear me?
And by the way, when you start eating more beans and you cook them, you soak them, you throw away the first batch of soaking water and you eat these small beans, the gas problems that you're so used to having are going to go away.
Soak them first. That's right.
Soak them. And I'm not talking about the giant kidney beans and the giant pinto beans. Those are hard to digest.
By the way, we usually soak the Robert Scott Bell Show before we go on the air every day, so there's a lot less gas, hot air coming out of it. Do you notice that? It's working. Excuse me. Pardon me.
So the beans, go small beans, small beans. What do they have? They have fiber. They have minerals. They have so much protein. There is more
lots of amino acids.
There's so much protein in a cup of lentils versus a cup
of... So can we get Jennifer Hudson on the line? Help her out here or what?
No? Jennifer? I believe. Is she on the line?
Was it like a gospel diet she was on?
She was on a... And I want to say to this beautiful, talented girl, honey, eat whole grains, beans, and vegetables. Now, if you're overloading on the beans and vegetables, where do you go to now? You go to root vegetables and ground vegetables. You can eat all kinds of potatoes. Oh, I can't eat potatoes. I'll gain weight. Shut up. You won't gain weight if you boil potatoes.
Shut up.
You eat them with the skin. Get organic because they grow in the ground. Eat some potatoes. I mean, boil them with some sea salt and some pepper. And you know what? Some curry powder, some turmeric.
Add some good fats.
Okay, we're not to the fats.
Oh, sorry.
So you can cook those with carrots. You can cook them with some yams, sweet potatoes, all kinds of tubers. What else can you do with them? You can grate them. And if it's really
hot. You got to see Liam in here. I wish I had the webcam. He's so animated. The Liam diet fires him up. I love this.
If it's too hot outside, you don't want to cook everything for 3 hours. But let me tell you, if it's cold outside, cook a meal for a couple hours on low. You won't believe the energy that you feel in your body. Take that, raw foodist.
He is heating up the studio as we speak.
All kinds of raw food is good for you when it's really hot outside, but when it's cold and you need the energy of the fire that you've added to the food, you need that. The raw foodists will tell you that we're not meant to eat cooked food. They're wrong. Sorry, you guys are incorrect.
Oh man, you're going to upset all my raw food listeners.
Well, when they find the energy, they can get off the floor and write a little. All right, so when...
This is offensive. I am offended for my listeners who love raw food.
And I love raw food, too. I really do love raw food. And I think you can make beautiful grated and dried and all kinds of minimally processed things in your kitchen that are wonderful.
But your message is always to lighten up on all this stuff, isn't it?
You got right. So in terms of fats, though, do not go without fat.
Do not lighten up
on that. The day that you try to go without fat is the day that you will bury your head in the sugar pile.
All right. Well, let's take a break here, and we're going to grab some fat. And if you got some fat on you, bring it on to the next segment. Liam Sheff's coming on with the Liam Diet. And a little later, we hope to have Tim Boland talking about the origin money of the Quackbusters. Where are they getting it? We're going to reveal it all, or at least most of it. Whatever he says we can reveal, we'll reveal. Coming up on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, and we're back with the Liam Chef Diet and the Robert and Scott Bell Show. The Robert's
Robert?
The Robert's not
Robert?
The Robert's not
robot, but Robert? All right.
He'll be back. It's Robert Scott Bell.
This is what too much fat does for you. No. We can't get enough fat here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the good healthy fat.
Jumping right back into the Liam Diet. And I'm gonna recommend a book that I didn't write by a great, great thinker and author called Healing with Whole Foods by Paul Pitchford. Go to Amazon.com. They have it used. They have it new. It's not expensive. It's been a Bible. I've given it to so many people, 20-something years. You want to know what food is, how it works in the body from the Western, Eastern perspective?
Ice cream, man!
You'll learn what's in ice cream.
Yeah.
Real food is made of components that you can understand.
Whole foods, whole fat.
Yeah. Right. So real ice cream is made from cream that you mix with fruit and that you chill. It's not entirely natural because you don't usually get ice in the summer, but at least it's a food. I don't like frozen food because you're making the body do all that work. I don't really like frozen food that you eat because you make the body defrost it. You suck energy away from the body, and then you have to deal with the stagnating whatever is left.
Yeah, you turn into a Nancy Pelosi-sicle.
Well, she's pretty skinny. I don't know. But all right, so we were on the foods. And I'm good on the whole grains. Boil them. Baking things, I think, is good if it's really, really cold. But if you eat a ton of baked goods, it's going to tighten you. This is the Chinese medicine macrobiotic approach. That if your body relates to things in the way you prepare them. So if you bake and you suck all the water out of all the things you eat and you make it a dry, brittle thing, your body literally has to fill everything you make. It's got to draw the water from your body. And that tightness and that dryness transmits to your muscles and then to your attitude and
I remember a medical doctor years ago when they were talking about how much water should you drink. And somebody came out like a debunker, right? A quack buster kind of guy. And he said, oh, you don't need to drink any water. You can get all the water you need from white bread. I mean, this is the idiocy, lunacy in that profession that still exists. And, of course, we don't highlight and spotlight those docs on. But just another example of the things they don't know about diet.
Right. So we went from grains and beans. Use all kinds of beans. What's left? Vegetables, the three types, root, ground, and green leafy vegetables. Seasonally, don't miss that point. Mm. You want to try to figure out where you live. And what grows? Figure out what grows where you live, because I'm going to tell you something. It's going to make your metabolism work better, your eyes brighter, your skin healthier. To eat beets and rutabagas and turnips in the fall and winter in New England is going to feel great. All that sulfur, that body cleaning, blood cleaning stuff. To eat green leafy things in the tropics and fruit and stuff is going to make you feel good.
Yeah,
because you're eating in balance. So what have we left out? We've left out Twinkies. We've left out little Debbie Ho-Hos and snack cakes. We've left out processed food in bags. I'm leaving all microwaved popcorn out because I don't want you to get cancer from your popcorn. That's right. If you microwave food, you create carcinogenic elements. I'm not saying you will get it, but it's not a way to cook food.
No, they do know that the vapors associated with those microwave popcorns because what's in it, definitely hazardous.
Hazardous chemicals. So what's left? Nuts, seeds, and fats.
We got to stay away from those fats.
I like
Liam,
good
no
fats. You want to get your flax seed, your chia seed, your barrage seed. You want to use almonds and walnuts.
Did you say barrage of seeds?
We were going to have an entire barrage of seeds, my friend.
You say barrage, I say borage.
An onslaught.
Yeah, and I like raw porridge.
I like raw seeds more than roasted seeds. Unless it's really, really cold outside, I think then you can roast some nuts and feel all that heat. But if you roast them and they oxidize, they lose a lot of, to me, lose some vitality. I like soaked
Well, the raw foodists do soak their nuts.
We're here on the Robert and Snot Bell Show. He's got a runny nose, but he's going out to catch it.
No, but they turn it into like pretend cheese and pretend this.
I don't need to know what they do with their soaked nuts.
You really don't like the raw
No,
food
no, I'm
people.
Joking.
Come on,
I was continuing with that
they're
joke.
Enjoying
I think they make great stuff out of their soaked nuts.
Okay, well, you know.
And their sweaty, salty balls.
I'm going to give a call to Amy up there at Amy's Living
Magic. Have you had any chocolate sweaty, salty balls?
That was a classic Saturday Night Live skit. Did you make jokes like that when you were up in Maine? Did they throw you out? Is that why you're back with me? They said, oh, Liam, enough.
It's a cough fest. Now, if you want desserts, I love a good dessert. You take fruit and you take some oats and you can blend it. And if it's cold, you can bake desserts with whole rolled oats. And you can take, if you get a Vitamix or a good blender, you can take quinoa and make that into flour. Take rice, make that into flour. You can make flour quickly at home. You don't have to go buy this oxidizing nonsense, this white flour. There's so many ways to be healthy. And when you feel, you know, when you have candida and you're just not digesting well, you eat lighter, eat more raw. When you're feeling you're blown away with the wind, you eat a good cooked meal of root vegetables, onions, rutabaga.
I do want to share the time that I was raw for a while, and I felt overall pretty good, and I did have energy, and I was clean, but it was literally a major cleanse for someone who had been detoxing for a lot of times, but I was shrinking away to nothing where a mild breeze would blow me over. And I found that I didn't like being that light. I like to have some level of grounding. And I went back to the organic proteins, animal proteins as such, and I felt much better. I'll just be honest. And this is not to be offensive, as Liam was, to all my raw food listeners. Oh,
I would never hurt these raw foodists. They're so easy to bruise.
Gosh, try to be nice here. Oh, okay.
Listen, I think that oh, my goodness. I mean, to me, it makes as much sense as somebody who, like, I'm going to fry all my food.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's an orthodoxy.
I'm going to eat the grass from the lawn out front.
If I fry it, only. Raw food is very good for you, but there are some things that are really not that good for you.
I really believe that most Americans, the more, let's say from where they're starting now, every percentage more raw food, they're going to feel a lot better. And there'll be a certain point where they'll find their balance point.
Yeah. I'll probably have a raw food dinner tonight because I ate cooked food for the last couple of days. So I'm very, it's a balance. Mm-hmm. We had the fats. We had the last thing. Don't look at me that way. Seaweed. Yes, I said
it. Oh, seaweed. Did you say seaweed?
I said seaweed.
I love seaweed.
You've watched me.
Did I say?
Eat it.
Are we going to battle over the seaweed?
I eat it like beef jerky. I mean, I'll just chew on it. I really actually love seaweed. But you,
Mr. Jerky?
Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea are not used to this. But seaweed is a very nutritious thing. You just have to get it from clean water. Yeah. And unfortunately,
a lot of the water got contaminated in the last year.
Yeah, so don't buy Japanese seaweed right now.
Not without a Geiger counter. And I'm not making a joke.
It's a tragedy beyond belief that some of these clean waters are now ruined. I can't quite know what to do with it.
And you know, ironically, the seaweed and sea vegetation is one of the pristine, let's say, counteracting of radiation. Yet, of course, now a lot of it's been contaminated over there.
Yeah. On the other hand, you know, that stuff will clean the water, and within a few generations, it'll probably be more Mobetta. I go to Maine coast, and there's Mendocino sea vegetables out on the west coast. So seaweed, why? Because it mineralizes. It has these little micronutrients, phytonutrients. Now, we were talking about soy. What did I leave out? Highly processed foods. So when you see soy protein isolate, don't eat it. From my point of view, when you see non-genetically modified organic soy, if you like it, eat it. I'm not in the Weston Price group. I don't think everybody has to eat 3 pounds of butter a day to be healthy. Now I've alienated the Weston Price people. That's fine.
No, and there's a lot of people doing the Paleolithic diet, the things, that, and they're getting good results. And as I said, as long as the quality's good, just pay attention to your body, see how you do. For soy, for me, I can do the fermented soys. I like the miso. I love miso.
Yep.
I'm not a big fan of tofu, personally, and I've done a little bit of tempeh in years past, but for me, it's just not one of those things I'm gravitating strongly toward. When people eat at like those vegetarian restaurants, they have the soy. What do they call that? Edamame?
Right.
Right? I never liked that. Yeah. I just did, but, you know,
no, I love edamame, and I like tofu. I like it. It has a yin energy. It's soothing, it's cooling, and it's a nurturing. It's like milk. And it's a perfectly fine thing to eat, but you just can't get the stuff with soy protein isolate that's now with a genetic modification. You better buy organic. So that's an overview, and I'll look for the $100 when you see me.
And walla walla.
And if you sit down, by the way, sit down when you eat. Put it in a bowl. Don't eat over the sink.
The French and the Italian, they knew something about that. They'd sit down and enjoy a meal for hours.
Make it pretty.
Not likely we'll do that here.
Color your things with turmeric and paprika. Make the food pretty.
Eat the rainbow. What I've sort of heard.
Yeah.
Eat the rainbow.
Except Lucky Charms. And
no,
that's it.
Oh, yeah. That's a whole food coloring rainbow. I had nasty stories I've told on the air. I'm not going to bring it up now. I don't want anybody to lose their appetite. Oh, my goodness. Well, Liam, you have lit it up, and thank you for lightening it up, because we covered last hour, obviously, a very intense and serious issue, and trying to bring in some humor in a place where it's hard to fit it in, quite honestly. I'm grateful that we can do that. We've got some intense discussion coming up after the break. I'm hoping that I'll have Tim Boland. We're trying to get him on the line, and we'll talk about where's the origin of all these quackbusters that are attacking us for doing what? The right thing, the healing thing, without their permission. We don't need their permission. It's not required. It's never been required here. We just happen to acknowledge it. Liam Sheff, thank you for joining us today.
My man. It's a good show.
You my man. All right. We'll talk to you on the bounce around probably tomorrow. We've got some interesting discussion on the AIDS and HIV front a little bit more, do we not? Yeah. Who's coming up?
I hope Terry Michael.
But... yeah, we think Terry Michael may have confirmed. We'll get to that tomorrow. Anyway, lots of healing to go. RobertScottBell.com, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355 if you want to chime in. LiamSheff.com, I have it linked up as well in the blog notes today.
You're looking for FDA-approved radio. You're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons. You got to check out counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
In the health world through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Conflicts of interest abound in the pharmaceutical industrial complex. It's the way of the business model, or the business deals are done. And a new document, actually a 72-page document, shows that Merck, yes, that Merck, Gardasil Merck, and more. Backtruth.com, Jeffrey Ofterheide found this 72-page document. Guess what? Shows Merck paid doctors at least $18 million. Smackers, so to speak. We call them sticker shock except that they're sticking the kids and shocking the kids and shocking the parents who are waking up and going, oh my God, what have we done? We believed these doctors that said the vaccines were safe. Well, of course, they paid a pretty penny to make sure the doctors would say that, and they targeted the doctors who were not on board for attacks by state boards of medicine. The 72-page document titled Merck and Company in Disclosure of Payments to U.S. Speakers for Promotional Non-CME Medical Education Activities Conducted in the Third and Fourth Quarter of 2009. That's $18 million in half of the year. So we're talking $36 million estimate in 2009, 3 years ago. You can bet that they're paying as much or more now. If you're a parent and you're wondering, I wonder if I can trust my doctor when he says that or she says that, oh, it's all good. The vaccine, you really need it. Rotatec, Gardasil. That's what we really want to know is where is the money coming from? And then you can begin to assess, is the information legitimate or is it tainted? And that is the reason why we have Tim Boland, my good friend and fellow advocate of health freedom, and who will battle it out to anybody who takes on those who love liberty and health freedom. And Tim, you're talking tracking money. I was just talking about tracking money and origin points and finding out conflicts of interest. You've been tracking the Quackbusters for years with the goal of finding out where is their money coming from? How do they get all the money to attack the people who simply want to use natural medicine and be left alone?
Well, that's right. It's been a long time. Originally, I just figured there was some kind of construction out there, but it wasn't readily evident. In fact, this is pre-significant use of the Internet when I started looking. And originally, I tracked it back to some agencies in New York, and I saw some involvement with some people who were, you know, representing the drug industry.
Yeah.
But then that all changed, and as I started to talk about it and look harder, these people really don't want somebody like me to find out what they're doing. So it became harder and harder, but then the situation changed, and one day, well, look at this. I found it. So I've been playing with it a while and setting it up for a while and quietly talking to various attorney firms about how the process works against their clients and some things that they really need to subpoena.
Yeah, it seems
which finally brought me to the point where I decided I think it's time I go public with what I know. There's an awful lot of lawsuits on our side focused at the opposition, Robert, as you well know. Our movements have become very litigious, and I approve of that. I believe that defense is not a good thing. Offense is the key. And as I put in this article,
I want to let everybody know, BolandReport.com is where the latest article is. I have it linked up at RobertScoutBell.com. It's called I Found the Quackbuster Money Trail. Those of you who need to be brought up to speed quickly, The drug industry, pharmaceutical industry has used subterfuge and it's like really terrorist guerrilla tactics against natural healers. They didn't want to be found out. They didn't want it to be known. And they often use the courts and state boards of medicine, the criminal courts even, against these natural healers and doctors alike. And now the defense tide has turned to go on offense, and this is revealing some things you've been looking to do for so many years. I don't know in a couple of short segments here how much we can reveal, but I'm very anxious and excited to learn how deep does the rabbit hole go, how far up the chain does it go, what can we track?
You know, the thing about it is we're at the beginning of finding it out, and since I'm a strategist, and you've known what I've been up to for a long time, I've been quiet about it also, but now's the time to reveal it. If you read this article, if your people read this article out there, they'll get it, and they'll see where we're heading. But what will happen next is that one of the court cases that any, or in fact maybe all of them, will begin to subpoena the information that I've suggested here needs to be subpoenaed. And frankly, there's three subpoenas in a federal court case that need to be issued immediately. And one of them will be to the James Randi Educational Foundation, asking specifically to see the rest of their tax forms. They're a nonprofit, so they have to reveal it. But we want to see their Schedule Bs about who their anonymous contributors are. I think that would be and over $5,000. They don't have to directly report it, but we're going to want to see that. Then also, we're going to want to see the Center for Inquiry in Amherst, New York's Schedule Bs. Those are the two primary so-called skeptic operations. I call them pseudo-skeptics because there's not in my mind, any real skepticism here. It's just a game that they play, and I believe they're the front. So those are two things. The third thing that I'm suggesting to the attorneys out here, and there's a lot of them, is that they subpoena Wikipedia's Schedule Bs. And why do I want to do that? Well, as you know, I've taken on Wikipedia over their abuse of the healthcare and the way their system. And to Wikipedia's credit, in some cases they have made changes, but in other cases and generally, they don't throw out the people who are controlling the healthcare trail there, Robert, on Wikipedia. And they've had the opportunity to do that. I've told them specifically how it works, and they haven't taken action to clean up that act. Well, there's a reason, I suspect. Wikipedia is raising funds as a 501c something or other. I think it's, I'm not sure it's a C3, might be a C4, but it is a nonprofit organization, and they're raising funds, and they have a significant number of Schedule B anonymous contributors they don't report. And I think that we're going to find, when that gets subpoenaed, that information goes public, that Wikipedia itself is taking money from the very people that are engaging. In other words, what I'm saying is that Wikipedia may well be a fee-for-service company, not truly a nonprofit. And what's the danger here for Wikipedia and these others is, if it is found that they were taking money for a specific service they were providing, they're not nonprofit. And they can have that nonprofit status taken away from them. They'll have to pay taxes all the way back to the beginning of time, which will pretty much shut down.
That would put them out, yeah. Now, those of you who know Wikipedia may or may not realize that if it gets into a controversial area or territory, particularly as it relates to medical issues and what's considered alternative medicine, or let's say natural cures for cancer or anything, if you try to address this, or controversial researchers that claim something against or different than the consensus, you'll find that you cannot put information up there without it immediately being wiped out, wiped clean, and a whole other message being put up there. So it seems to me that, somebody is very motivated to keep anything outside of Big Pharma's solutions up on Wikipedia, for one. And the question is, who is paying whom to do that? Because that doesn't come out of the goodness of your heart when you have no heart, like some of these fake, phony magicians and skeptics. You had listed one of the guys here, David Gorski, right?
Oh, yeah, David Gorski, sure.
Yeah, you had listed, I think, that he, and the funny name, Orak the Nipple Ripper. I don't know if we want to know why he's called that.
Well, you do, if you go ahead and read, click on that article. He called himself Orak, claiming he was some kind of oracle.
Okay.
But he was, we found out who he was. He turned out to be David Gorski, MD. And the reason I call him Orak the Nipple Ripper is because he's a breast cancer surgeon.
Yeah, that makes all the sense in the world. They butcher women, in this case, after giving them chemotherapy, radiation, and or taking out their breasts. Now, you're saying that there's some funding here, it looks like, coming out of, is this GlaxoSmithKline involved?
No, in this case, it's Sanofi of Venice.
Sanofi of Venice, okay. Wow, $39 million.
Manufacturer in the world is funding Gorski through the university he's affiliated with to the tune of close to $8 million a year for his project. $39 million over 5 years from what we can find.
Well, and then there's the so-called illusionist magician. They called him the amazing, I call him the amazing Brandy, but his name, Randall James Hamilton Zwing. Interesting.
Zwingy, I guess. He's a real zwinger.
Zwinger. Yeah.
I've done a series of articles on him and his activities with his live-in lover who got arrested. It's just funny reading about all the stuff these people get themselves
we
into.
We need to get him together with Rick Santorum. But how does a guy like that get nearly $200,000 in salary from an educational foundation? The only thing he does is claim to, what do we call, it's sort of the new version of quack busting is basically being a skeptic and saying, you know, you're not real, you're a psychic or something.
Exactly. That are the questions that we need to ask all along. Who's funding you people to do this kind of stuff? The people that I listed there, probably the key one down there is number four that I listed, is a guy named Tim Farley, who I think bears significant, because this is the guy who is the expert on search engine techniques and on how to infiltrate Wikipedia, and he's teaching all these others how to work together to do that, to control that information flow. Well, the reason I put this together is because of the lawsuits. What we're looking at here is, hey, you people did this. And there's a good case to be made here for defamation. And it's organized defamation. Well, now that we found you, let's go ahead and add you to a few of these lawsuits, and you can defend what you did. That's kind of the way I look at it. And that is what's happening. As you know, we're going to be doing a whole series on some new lawsuits popping up. In fact, I've got some horror stories, Robert, which we'll have to talk about a plan, how we're going to talk about. The stories are so big, we're going to have to break them down.
Well, we've covered a lot over the years, you and I, on these and many other issues, including the Geyers, Dr. Mark and David Geyer, about the vaccine issue, the mercury issue as such, and how they were attacked. And that's an ongoing saga as well. And
yes,
of course,
it is. And, you know, there's more coming in that one. There'll be a hearing in front of the judge, so I'll keep, when I get something out of that, I'll keep you posted. Too often, you know, we put a package together to attack a situation, and then you got to sit there and wait for the court. That's just our system. But, you know, preparation and knowing how that you're going to go into battle that day, that's everything. But we're working at it, and we intend to win.
Yeah. Well, and the other ongoing issue, which is stunning, was the revelations that the CDC actually knew about the dangers, damage, autism, etc., coming from the vaccines long ago and have covered it up.
Well, that's the issue we are. We're still in court over that one in front of the judge, showing the judge that, hey, we wanted these documents. We've asked for these documents. They're refusing them, saying they don't have anything to do with this. And we've actually had some of these documents already, and we show those to the judge and say, Your Honor, they're lying. Look, see, here we have some of them. We want all the rest. Well, catching them in a lie was important. We really wanted to do that. That was a trap.
Wow. How did the judge respond? Usually they get pretty ticked off.
Well, that's what we're hearing. We're waiting for right now. The judge has got our material. They'll go in for a hearing. You know, I don't know what the date is. I'll have to call one of the attorneys and get that. As you know, we had a significant number of holidays that all came together in here. And frankly, it was a kind of displeasing information that you and I have to bring out to the public sometimes. But it's nice to be able to take time off for the holidays and relax into a family situation, which is, I'm sure, what we all did. So now we're back.
Yeah.
It's a new year, and the hunt is on.
Well, and we've got some good things coming up, including the Health Freedom Expo. I'm encouraging everybody to come out to in Long Beach in March of 2012. And I know, Tim, you'll be out there, and we'll probably be able to reveal a lot more there.
Oh, without doubt. You know, Robert, we're planning a lot of stuff for that. And as you know, you've got some phone calls to respond to. That's some of the people. I know you're going to be doing a bunch of lead-up things about how significant the problem is between now and then, and more power to you. If I can help you in any way, let me know. The experts are here. Frankly, what's happening, there's a new energy in the health freedom world. We're not on defense anymore. We're on offense. We're looking for places to attack. We cannot keep this healthcare system. We cannot keep the situation going. We cannot increase our vaccine schedule. This is craziness.
No, it's incredible. And there was a 72-page document that was just found published on VaxTruth.com by Jeffrey Ofterheide about the $18 million that Merck had paid in speakers' fees to doctors to promote their vaccines. That was in half of a year in 2009, $18
million. Oh, my. If you got that, send that to me. I'd like to use that. I'll give you credit for it. There's just so much going on. Like, wow. But what my enthusiasm, and I want to radiate it out to our listeners here, Robert, is that we're picking up speed. People are getting angry. It's just not the Occupy movements, and it's not just the Tea Party people. We're all on the same page. There's something wrong in America, and as a world leader, we're not doing the right thing, and by God, we got to fix our problems right here at home, and it's time to do it.
And that's what we're in the midst of doing, Tim Bolin. Always a great privilege, pleasure, and honor to have you on board here. BolinReport.com. Sign up for your alerts, and you'll get them right when I do. And we try to get him on here from time to time to keep us up to date, and hopefully you all will come out and you'll get to meet him, as I will be there too at the Health Freedom Expo. Check it out, healthfreedomexpo.com, BolinReport.com, and of course all the links up at robertscottbell.com. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Robert.
Back to wrap up the show after this brief break. You got it. This is the place for health, freedom, and liberty. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. Ohira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ohira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Iranians have repeatedly said they want to wipe Israel off the map.
Take military action to keep Iran from having a nuclear weapon.
You have to take whatever steps are necessary to break its capacity to have a nuclear weapon.
The Iranians are the existential threat to the state of Israel.
Without a shadow of a doubt,
it leaves no doubt.
Iran will take a nuclear weapon. They will use it to wipe our ally Israel off the face of the map.
It's another Iraq coming. There's war propaganda going on. To me, the greatest danger is that we will have a president that will overreact.
Washington's enemy is an enemy that doesn't exist.
That's the war propaganda ad from the Super PAC here. Then, of course, New Hampshire's going to the polls today as the primary kicks into gear. Super Don, is this a vote for war? If it's for Romney, if it's for Santorum, it's for everybody else besides Ron Paul. Here we have the drumbeats of war playing it out. This is a stunning new ad. It's called War Propaganda. We have it up on the blog at robertscottbell.com. It's embedded in today's show notes. But isn't it eerie how much the buildup to the Iraq war is identical to the same kind of propaganda they're playing for the drums to beat Iran?
It is. It was amazing. I watched it a couple of times last night, and they put together, it was brilliant how they showed what was being said back then to get people to go and fight a war in Iraq is the same thing that they're saying now. They show Bush, and they show
Donald Rumsfeld, the lizard person, right?
Yeah, Colin Powell. They're showing all the things that they were saying that justified going to war in Iraq, and now they're doing the same thing. And they show Ron Paul back then warning that we should not do it. It was going to start a war, and warning now that we should not do it. It's going to start a war. They show how there were no weapons of mass destruction, which is what they used to justify. They show all the fear mongering that was going on then, which is the same thing that's going on now. It's a brilliant ad, especially right here going into the New Hampshire primary.
Listen,
now,
I've heard that the Ayatollahs are cheating at card games. We need to bomb Iran.
Must.
In fact, the other thing that Rick Santorum said, the warmonger there, he said that they're going to go into Iraq at the speed of light. And I've heard that, in fact, they're working on a super collider that will make that possible, that they've superseded the speed of light around. So it's already too late. So what's the point?
Warp 9, right?
Yeah. I know. It's bizarre. I mean, here we are, a show about healing. And we talk about the politics of healing as well. Here you have a scenario where the people that say they support the troops, they're literally destroying the troops with the PTSD in the war theater, so to speak, as well as before they even get there, their attack on them despite all the science that we know that shows how dangerous the vaccines are, they hammer the troops with this. And these people pretend we're all about the troops. Guess who the troops are supporting, right? We know this. More than double all the other Republican candidates, more than Obama gets. So the troops are supporting Ron Paul. It is time for a little peace. Can we? It not is. A little piece of Iran.
It is. And we do talk about politics on here, but you know, the bottom line here with Ron Paul is that he's the total package. You know, not only does he stand up for health freedom, because there are other candidates that we have spotlighted from time to time, you know, people that are supporting health freedom, but they don't get it in a lot of other ways. And the reason why we like Ron Paul so much is not only does he protect health freedom, and just by virtue of the fact he protects freedom in general, but, you know, he has stood up and stood up for health freedom. But, you know, hey, the guy's running for president, and he's got a lot of other good ideas, too, especially when it comes to foreign policy, which they like to call his Achilles heel.
Yeah, and as he says, rightly so, it's his strong point, because the most of the American people, I believe, are fed up with the war-making machinery and the fact that it is bankrupting us. Now, the war-making machinery wanting to come home to the shores of America, H.R. 31, we call it 666, the Enemy Expatriation Act. We spent a lot of time in the first hour today because, look, this is it. I mean, this is an endgame strategy that the so-called shadow government, the New World Order people, are playing out to take away whatever is left of liberty. And this concerns me because it could be the Amish farmers. It could be the readers of Natural News, the listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You are now considered potentially the enemy of America, despite the fact that you are the most American, pro-freedom people because you love this message of liberty. And the Enemy Expatriation Act, suddenly they're going to say, hey, you're no longer a citizen. Now, only on this show will you get the fact that the whole 14th Amendment citizen perspective, going back to post-Civil War era, really altered the definition and took sovereignty away from the people and put it back into a sort of an empire to be. And this goes back to Lincoln, very controversial. If you haven't read the books on the real Lincoln, like DiLorenzo, there's a whole history that we never learn, or the what do we call it? The politically incorrect guide to U.S. history. I think that Tom Woods had a part in that. And these are the things I always encourage to read, much less why I talk about the whole history of health and healing in America, because it's largely unknown to anybody who's come up through government and even private schools. They have no idea that the cornerstone of medicine in America was herbal medicine, eclectic medicine, even homeopathic medicine. And that's completely
But that's
lost.
That old witch doctor stuff, though, Robert. You know, that stuff doesn't work. We've got new technology now. You know, that's the stuff that works.
No, they've declared war on your body. That's the adoption of the war-making machinery in medicine. As we said, allopathic medicine as a viewpoint is one much like born out of the warfare-making machinery at the Pentagon, where the idea is to destroy your enemy, napalm the world, and then figure out, the old horrible joke, let God sort them out, right? Shoot first, as opposed to say, hey, let's take a quick reverse here, assess the situation. And war is very much evidence, admission of failure, not of triumphant, let's say we've succeeded. You know, just like in modern medicine, if you take out somebody's gallbladder, that's an admission of failure. Remember when Dr. Bitar said his epiphany came when he realized there was 10% activity left in the gallbladder, and his doctor trainers were saying, well, let's just remove the gallbladder. He says, well, wait a sec, there's 10% function. Why do we want to take it down to zero? Maybe we can rehabilitate this thing, bring it back up to 100. And that's an appropriate way, but it's a very adult perspective that, you know, maybe we're asking too much of the American people outside of our audience here. Maybe we're asking too much of the politicians. I think so. Outside of Ron Paul, who's been speaking as an adult and is encouraging you to respond accordingly, as opposed to the fear mongering that, oh my gosh, if he gets in, he'll wipe out the government. Well, it's going to be a little bit to do that, but I think the reality is the government is wiping itself out via bankruptcy through war making machinery.
Well, and I think a way that we can take the surgery analogy one step further, removing body parts if you absolutely have to, obviously, is an option. but preemptive surgery and removing body parts ahead of time because you think maybe you might have a problem is, you know, a lot like preemptive war, which is something that we've gone into that we have to reverse.
Yeah, Don, it's like a radical preventive mastectomy. We know that there's breast cancer in your family. We don't want you to get breast cancer, so we'll remove your breast, right? It's an insane diabolical and barbaric technique or even thought form that it still exists here because we know that cancer is not truly genetic. It plays itself out through environmental factors, intoxication factors, food factors, nutritional deficiency factors, all the things we cover here. So anyway, thanks, Super Don. You were awesome in your assessment, helping us out here with the Enemy Expatriation Act today. Thanks to Super Liam Chef, the other superhero today on the program. We got the Liam diet as well. That was cool. Also, the moment of Don, the ADHD diet. Oh my gosh, you mean diet could affect your attention deficit disorder? Well, we got lots of healing. We got a few more shows this week, and we'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, pay attention to what's going on. We'll wrap up the New Hampshire vote tomorrow on the show as well. This is the place for health, freedom, and liberty in media, the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we remind you that the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.